to the sideline, and that's where LaTommy Scott doing his damage right now, and that's where Tommy Scott did a lot of his work. When they got around the ends, those two other members of the wing T were lead blockers and were very good at doing it.
It's a handoff around the right side to number 22, Blake Sanford, and Hartreach meets him there. That's number 81, Jason Gaffey, the defensive end, stops him for a two-yard loss back at the five-yard line. It sets up a second and goal from the five now.
Yeah, Jason Gaffey, I think, wanted to take that handoff. That's how quickly he got into the backfield and basically meets Sanford as soon as he got the football, and down he goes. A good penetration there by number 81, Gaffey.
Second and goal to go from the five on the far left side of your radio. 9:26 left here in the fourth quarter. MCC 35, Hartreach 6. Receiver wide to the left, and it's a pitch out to number 20, LaTommy Scott. He's dragging Brandon Puff into the end zone. Touchdown, MCC. It's 41-6. A 35-point differential now for the Crusaders as they strike for the sixth time of the day.
Yeah, LaTommy Scott doing everything that they need him to do and then some as the third or fourth option in this on this team, and that tells you how good the offensive line is and the playmakers that they have on their roster. LaTommy Scott just as quick as anybody we've seen running the football and does a nice job stretching the football across the goal line for another Crusader touchdown.
So they drag Griffin Seymour back out into the field for the extra point. This one is up, and this one is a little bit to the right, but it's still through the uprights. Extra point is good. It's a 36-point game, 42-6. 9:14 left here in the fourth quarter. We'll have a running clock situation coming up.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
With 9:14 remaining in the fourth quarter, Muskegon Catholic Central strikes for the sixth time of the day, and it makes it 42-6 over the Hartreach Pirates. We have crossed the 35-point echelon here, so it'll be a running clock situation until Hartreach can strike for the second time of the day, and before MCC does as well, as the drives are starting to pile up here for Muskegon Catholic Central. They've scored on each of their three possessions of the second half.
Yeah, that's going to be a good closer in a bullpen for the Major League Baseball teams. That's what you're supposed to do, is put a team away when they're down, and that's exactly what the MCC team has done in this game.
And the kick comes in. It's all the way brought down to the 35-yard line by Mitch Hearn there, brought down by 65 of MCC. That'll be Brandon Isom. 8:55 left here in the fourth quarter. Hartreach's offense on the field. They have not been able to score. They score with 27 seconds left before halftime, and that's the only strike of the day as Hartreach starts on their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, Hartreach going to their version of the wing T now, and expect to see a lot of the seniors to get most of the handoffs here now for Hartreach.
And it's a handoff to Austin South's cross to the 40-yard line, a 5-yard gain brought down by the Zach Windsor senior for MCC. He plays safety in this defense here. Second and five coming up for the Pirates.
A lot of green jerseys around the football there. I don't know how you picked the tackler out of the play there, Clark. Good eyes there.
Good eyes.
Absolutely.
Natural eyes, too.
Yeah. Oh. Is that what your doctor tells you?
I don't have a doctor.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. T formation. I have reading glasses. That's it. T formation. We have a flag flying at the snap. And this is a disco night here, pass, or a false start against Hartreach. Their first penalty on offense of the day pushes them back 5 yards, so it's now back to 2nd and 10 after an Austin Celts 5-yard gain is negated there. Back to the 35-yard line.
Those are little things that hurt a football team, Clark. You get 5 yards at first down, which is a good accomplishment, and then a penalty, a dead ball penalty, gives that 5 yards back, brings up 2nd and 10. All of a sudden, go from the wing tee to the spread offense just like that.
And John Schelke in the shotgun. Scrambling to his right, throws this one downfield as he's being brought down. This one's thrown out of bounds. Intended receiver was Austin Celts of the 30-yard line. This one's thrown about 5 yards out of bounds into double coverage, led by Logan Helton, the sophomore. So it is now a 3rd down, 10 to go from the 35, 7-12, and counting down here. In the 4th quarter, MCC leading by 36 points over Harbor Beach.
Yeah, the pressure was put on by number 74, Jaden McPherson. And Josh Schelke basically throwing that ball away. Yes, it was in the area of Austin Celts, but that ball, he was throwing it away. There was nobody open. He was double covered as well.
T formation. Hand off to Austin Celts. Coming around right guard, he drags his defenders all the way back to the 42-yard line. He did it on 1st down. He got 5. He did it on 3rd down. He got 6. Out to the 41-yard line, brought down by Miles. Oh, boy, we're getting to the second string here.
Novotny.
Miles Novotny on the tackle, 6.5 to play here in the 4th. 4th and 4 for the Pirates. And the Pirates are going to be going for it. At least they're showing signs of that. Coming out in the shotgun with Austin Celts to his right, 2 wide to the right and 1 to the left. It's a handoff to Celts, coming, trying to turn the corner. And he breaks free the first tackle, dragging his defender with him. But he's going to be shy of the 1st down marker by about 2 yards. And it'll be a turnover of downs with 6:06 left here in the 4th quarter. And Muskegon Catholic Central gets the ball back.
They sure do, and good job on defense. But the real thing was on that drive, Harbor Beach shot themselves in the foot. That penalty cost them a 1st down. But nice signs of life. You got to make Coach Schelke wonder a little bit if the wing tee was something they could have used throughout the game. But I will wonder why Austin Celts didn't carry the ball as often as he has in other games, because he's shown some sign of life, some fight in him, and he's made some pretty tough runs, even if they're just 4 or 5 yards.
1st and 10 from the 43-yard line of Harbor Beach. Just kicking with the ball, Martinez running to his left, and he has no intent of passing this one at all, and he just drops down to the ground at the 48-yard line.
He bobbled the snap, Clark, and the play was designed to go to his right, and it was a quick pattern, a quick run play to his right, and when that ball went down, he had nowhere to go. He just picked it up and ran to his left, tried to make a play, and when he seen nothing was there, he did the right thing. He just went to the ground, accept his loss, not take a big hit, get anybody hurt, and live to see another down.
4:55 left here in the 4th, running clock situation, 42-6, MCC over HB. Right to left across your radio are the Crusaders in the green and gold uniforms working off the left hash. It's a handoff right through the middle to number 35, Logan Helton, who gets out to the 44-yard line and brought down by Devin Lemansky, senior linebacker here for Harbor Beach. A silent killer, would you, for the majority of the season. Today he has
8 tackles on the
eight
day.
8 tackles.
I was just looking at that myself, Clark. 8 tackles for him. You know he's been around the football a lot. As usual, he always is.
Josh Schelke also with 8 tackles on the day. MCC facing 3rd and 11 from the Harbor Beach 44-yard line. Just a little over 4 minutes remaining in this game. Trying to bring down the play clock as far as possible down before snapping. Martinez hands it off to Latami Scott. And Noah Kraft nearly brought him down the backfield. Devin Lemansky finishes him off at the 46, and we have a late flag flying from the far sideline judge. This could be either a late hit, personal foul, regardless, and more than likely, I would presume, against Harbor Beach.
Yeah, it looked like, well, Latami Scott there making some plays, dancing around, making some people miss. But that may have just been a hair after the whistle. If they call it, it's 56 of Harbor Beach.
Personal foul against Harbor Beach, and that is. So that's a dead ball foul, 15-yard penalty instead of a 3rd down, 11 coming up. It's a new set of downs, 1st and 10, deeper into Harbor Beach's territory at the 31-yard
line.
Yeah,
some of them running backs, Clark, like Latami Scott, he refuses to go down. He's making people miss in the backfield just by going back and forth, left and right. And I think trying to get back to him after he ends up going down just a hair after the whistle, Noah Kraft knocks a guy over and You know, again, can't do that after the whistle.
First and 10 from the 31. Martinez under center, T formation.